The Gemara Masech Taharis Daf Beis and Beis teaches us that the Mishnah taught us that somebody who's roi lahara, that is enough of a Talmud Chacham to understand what's permitted and what's not permitted, and he eats something the Beis Din says eats chaylev, the Beis Din said was permitted, does not have an excuse to say, well, that's what Beis Din said, I was just following what Beis Din says. So the Gemara tries to understand who, and the Gemara says somebody like Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zoyma. So ask the Gemara, such an individual still should not be chayv a karban chatas. He should not be considered a shogeg. He should be considered a mazid, given that he knew clearly what he was doing was wrong. So the Gemara says, Heichim shkachsla, what is the case that the Mishnah is referring to? Kigoy de yadadasr. Indeed, this individual is enough of Talmud Chacham and is clearly aware that this is not something, that this is chayv and may not be eaten. For Katoy, so what was his error? His error was that there's a locha, a mitzvah l'shmoy divrei chachamim, that we have to follow what the chachamim say. And he thought that, as the pasuk says, l'sosim radova she'egidu l'cha yomnu smoy, and he thought that rule applies even when Beis Din is making a mistake. And therefore, that's why he ate the chalev, based on that wrong understanding, and that's why he's not considered amazed, but on the other hand, he is considered a person that's obligated to bring his own carbon chattis. So the Rishayim ask that the pasuk says, as we just quoted, that the Sefri teaches us, even if Chazal tell us on Smoil, on the left that it's right, and on right that it's left, our obligation is to listen to what they say. So from this Sefri, asked the Rishonim, it seems that indeed the halacha is that we are obligated to follow what the Chachamim say, even when we know it's wrong. So how could the Gemara say that if we know it's wrong, we shouldn't follow what they say? So the Be'er Sheva explains, that's in a situation where you're not 100% sure. You think that they may be right, wrong, but you're not completely certain that they're wrong. But in a case where you know for sure that they're making an error, then the halacha is that you should not follow what they say. Drushash takes a different approach. That even though it is indeed our obligation to follow what the Chacham say, even if they're making an error, still, says Drushash, we have the obligation to try to convince them that they're making a mistake. And only after we try to explain to them and convince them they're making a mistake and they don't accept what we say, then we have an obligation to listen to what they say. And therefore, says Drushash, Algamar is referring to a situation that he didn't attempt, that this individual did not attempt to convince the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, that they're making a mistake. And because of that, and right away he just followed their psak, that's the mistake for which he has to bring a carbon chattis. But in analyzing this discussion, there are other terutzim
that the Echroinim offer. One Teretz that I saw the Echroinim say is similar to what the Rishas says. It's not to understand, say those Echroinim, that this person did the wrong thing. He did the right thing. Because, as we quote the Pasuk, Loisasim ben Adavah, Shigidul Chayam and a smile, we're obligated to follow what they tell us, no matter what. But let's try to understand this individual. When this individual ate this chalev, we cannot say that he only ate the chalev because what Bezdin said. There's certainly an element of his own error involved. And therefore, we have to bring a carbon. The Yerushalmi, here in Masech Tahoris, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, quotes a Braisa. Yochalim yom l'chal yamin shu smol, v'al smol shi yamin. If the Sanhedrin will tell you on right that it's left, and on left that it's right, Tishmalahem, you should listen to what they say. Tamaloimer says the Pasuk, Lelechas yamin is smol, shiyar mochal yamin shiyamin, ul smol shnu smol. So from this Yerushalmi, it seems that the halacha is that we are not obligated to listen to what Bezdin says if they're clearly making a mistake. And according to this Yerushalmi, our Gemara is very understandable. But as the Rishonim, going back to the Tzifri that we quoted a number of moments ago, that says, Afil ma'aram be'enecho, al smol shu yamin, v'al yamin shu smol, shma lahem. So from here it seems that when Sanhedrin says something, we're obligated to listen to what they say, no matter what. So Ramban, very much like the Rishas says, that the Sefri is speaking about a situation where you try to convince the Sanhedrin they were wrong. The Rishalmi is talking about a situation where you didn't try. And there, if you didn't try, you can't just accept what they say. Dor HaChaim HaKadosh, in his Sefer Chafetz Hashem, differentiates between a person who's a Talmud Chochem and thinks the Bezdin makes that's not a Talmud Chochem and thinks the Bezdin is making an error. Such an individual, since he himself is not such a great Talmud Chochem, he should follow what the Bezdin says and not follow his own instincts. On the other hand, an individual who is a Talmud Chacham and knows for sure that Bezdin is making a mistake, there he should not follow what the Bezdin says. He gives another difference. He says there are certain times that Bezdin tell you something is mutter. But just because Bezdin tells you something is mutter, is permitted, doesn't mean that you're obligated to do that. For example, if Bezdin tells you, as an Al Gemara, that the Chalev is permitted, it doesn't mean that you're obligated to eat Chalev. It means that Bezdin says you're allowed to eat it. But, therefore, if you believe that Bezdin is making an error, you should not eat that, even though they said that you should eat it. But in a situation where Bezdin is not telling you that what you're doing, what Bezdin tells you, you're obligated to do something. In a situation where Bezdin says it's a mitzvah to do something. So there, it's not an optional situation. And therefore, since it's not an optional situation, you're obligated to follow what they say. the show.